You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the draft, play the draft with the Cleveland Browns for your chance to win incredible prizes. Play the Draft is a new free fantasy NFL draft game. The first contest is live now. Sign up at ClevelandBrowns.com today. Nathan Zagura, Kevin Jones filling in for Vic Carucci as we rock and roll here. Manziel Mania, obviously a hot button issue. There are a lot of people who like his quote-unquote moxie, a word you hear a lot during draft season. And yes, I will agree that the moment will not be too big for Johnny Manziel. Does that mean he will do what he's supposed to do? I'm also not sure about that. That's why I have a tough time with him at four. Although I like him, I could see it. I could get on the bandwagon easily if he can play in structure, which I believe that he can, but you're going to have to rein in his natural instincts. Let's go keep the phones going while you guys are rocking and rolling. Steve in L.A., welcome to CBD.
Hey, what's up, Doc? How y'all doing there?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, I think if Johnny Manziel is available at four, which I don't think he will be, I think the Houston Texans are going to grab him. The Browns got to take him if he's there. This dude is a football player. He kind of has a Joe Namath type of player to himself in the way that he brings attention to himself on and off the field, and he's cocky and arrogant. And guys like that, losing is not an option. You got to win. I mean, failure is not an option. And we need that with our franchise. I think the way that this franchise has been over the last 15, 16 years, we can't lose by taking this guy. I just don't see him being a bust at all.
If you could convince me that Johnny Manziel will learn to play in a more structured system, will protect his body, and will be on the field for me 16 games a year, I'm all in. Fine.
I love this call, though, and he brings up the point, and I think Mel Kiper called in and said this too, and I agree with this point. The Browns might be kind of with their hands behind their back, kind of, we need to take a quarterback here. We need an identity. 15 years of struggles. Last playoff appearance was 2002, I believe. What position makes the playoffs happen? Look at every team, almost every team. It's quarterback. Johnny has that winning trait. That's a great call there from the guy in L.A.
Megan Rock joining us now. Talking a little tweetage, obviously a lot of stuff flowing in on Johnny Manziel. What's the sentiment you're getting right now? And give me a couple of your favorite tweets so far.
Not too many people are on the Johnny Manziel bandwagon.
He's got a lot of Twitter haters, always.
He does.
He's got a lot of Twitter lovers. Manimal out there. Guy can't get enough.
Nathan, you'll like this one. So what does Johnny Manziel need to do to impress Ray Farmer? C.R. Aaron says, become Teddy Bridgewater.
I like that. Here we go.
Let's see. G.I. George says, there's nothing Manziel can do. If he were 3 inches taller, he'd go number one. Drafting Manziel will only be good for the local media.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to give me content for the website every day. I will bring up that point.
The bottom line is the best thing for business is winning. Whoever that quarterback is that will win, because any guy that's quote-unquote good for business will fizzle out. Tim Tebow, Tebow Mania, fizzled out. He's out of the league. And I'm not comparing them at all. Johnny Manziel, don't anybody say, oh, we said he's Tim Tebow. He's not Tim Tebow. Much better thrower. Tim Tebow is a running back playing quarterback. Johnny Manziel is a quarterback playing quarterback. Need him to be on the field to be successful. And need him to be able to go and make NFL reads from the pocket, deliver the football on time from the pocket, which is something that is hit or miss right now in his game.
Nathan, I want to ask you, is there a quarterback in the league like Johnny Manziel now who you have concerns with that doesn't play within a system? Maybe Matt Stafford?
No, Matt Stafford's more Derek Carr to me.
Okay.
Gunslinger, poor footwork, relies on his arms, sees it, throws it, doesn't anticipate throwing. The guy that Johnny Manziel's probably the most like is Michael Vick. Strong arm, unbelievable athlete, can run around. What can he do? And a lot of people think at this point that Michael Vick was maybe a better prospect than Johnny Manziel. I'm not saying that I agree with that, but that to me is the most similar comparison.
What about, this is kind of crazy. On his best day, he could be Brett Favre, yes or no?
He's got some of that gunslinger to him. Yeah, I could see that.
He's a can't miss.
Brett Favre is also a very tough guy. Brett Favre was not a guy who got banged up and missed time. Brett Favre was out there for you every single time you lined up to play football.
Johnny's that tough, too. He played through injuries at Texas A&M.
And he played horrifically against. If the only two games you ever watched of Johnny Manziel were LSU and Missouri, you wouldn't think about drafting Johnny Manziel in the first four rounds of the draft.
But he still gave his team the best chance to win. I mean, It's tough. This is a
That's
toss
why
up.
It's a tough decision at four. I think at four you must be convinced, sold, and put the whole machine behind a quarterback take at four. And if you do that, God bless you, and let's go Browns. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go back to the phones real quick, and let's hit Sam in Cleveland. What's up, Sam?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing? I'm a first-time caller. Love the show.
Appreciate it. How you doing, Sam?
Good, good. I think with Johnny Manziel, the Browns finally have the weapons. They finally have the picks. And just everything is just lined up for us to take a chance on Johnny Manziel. I mean, why not take a chance on a guy who's passed every single test we've asked him to take? He's passed everything with flying colors. And I think Johnny Manziel is just too smart of a guy not to make the proper adjustments that you were talking about that you would want him to do. I think he's going to make all the adjustments. I just think he's the real deal, man.
Kyle Shanahan's a great coach. He's not going to let this guy waste his talent and not play within a system. I don't think that's the reason why you don't draft him, Nathan. If you're scared that he's going to be
I don't worry about his improv. I worry about him doing it to the point where he's missing opportunities that the structured offense would allow him to succeed in and plays to be made, and then he's going out there and getting himself clobbered. That's what I worry about.
That's why you keep Hoyer as a backup, though. You have to have an insurance plan. If you draft a scrambling quarterback like this, the smoke screens of Kirk Cousins leaving Washington, those are not true. I'm fairly certain Cousins is going to stay behind RG3. You need an insurance plan. You definitely keep Hoyer along for the Johnny Manziel ride.
I agree. Megan Rock, give us another tweet from the @Browns_daily Twitter account.
All right. @DMost8 says, if I'm Ray Farmer, I need to see Johnny Football slide 100 times, but I'd rather have Watkins.
I like that, and I want to see him slide because Johnny Manziel, and it goes back to one of the things that I love about him. It is his competitive nature, his desire to do whatever it takes to win, which is good, but it's sometimes that desire can keep you on the sidelines. Happened to RG3. Johnny Manziel often takes on defenders like he's Jerome Bettis, and yet he's Johnny Manziel, and that ends up being a problem.
But people say, oh, you know, the guys in college aren't the same in the NFL. He was doing it against SEC guys, so he is used to taking the beating. We don't
That's
want
fine. And who is the most prolific passer in the history of the SEC?
Besides him?
Yes. Who has all the records in the SEC?
Peyton Manning.
Aaron Murray.
Stats.
Just saying. It's just something to ponder there.
Well,
all right.
Well, he was there 4 years too.
Also a fact, but he was the guy when you asked SEC defenders who the best quarterback that they faced was at the combine, they said Aaron Murray. Now, the guy they said was the toughest to play against was Johnny Manziel, which is why defensive coaches, defensive minds can at times be so enamored because of the pressure he puts on a defense. It's the same things that he does that puts pressure on a defense, same things that makes an offensive coordinator mad at times. Larry in Cleveland, final call of the segment. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, my friend. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay, let me get a couple points out real quick. Listen, first of all, I think that Hoyer, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately, he got hurt at the wrong time. I don't really think that you can have Hoyer and Manziel on the team together because of the fact of the pressure there would be. I think if you could, I would trade up to get the quarterback that I want, and if I could trade Hoyer and get more picks for him, I would do that. I just don't think that, you know, people say that Johnny just run around. Well, he ran around and threw for 4,100 yards. I don't see how you just do that. And I feel like he did it with less talent. Besides Mike Evans, who else can we say that was on his team? You bring him here with Josh Gordon and Cameron and Hawk and Ben Tate. He doesn't have to do as much as he did at A&M. He just has to do what he has to do, and he'll have the talent around him. On top of that, we got nine picks.
We have some smart callers, Nathan, making some great points here. There's not going to be that much pressure on Johnny Manziel if he comes in here. There's not going to be the win now all on his shoulders type of pressure.
There is going to be a ton of pressure on Johnny Manziel.
Not year one.
Wherever he goes, he is Johnny Football. Anywhere he goes, he is going to be the focus of everything that is talked about that team. There is no way you could convince me that Johnny Manziel will not be under more scrutiny or face more pressure than any quarterback in this class.
Okay, let me
not a chance.
Let me rephrase this. There's going to be a lot of guys who will take the pressure from him. We'll take, you know, Josh Gordon will take 30% of it from him. Jordan Cameron will grab some of this pressure.
This is a media-driven society with constant information and debate, and it will all be focused on Johnny Manziel. This team will be graded on Johnny Manziel. Everything will be Johnny Manziel, Johnny Manziel. That's one of the things you weigh when you take a guy like Johnny Manziel. The bottom line is, if he can deliver, that's fine. And I know you say, yeah, he threw for 4,100 yards. Up-tempo offense, about 90 to 100 plays a game, all true. But when you watch his tape, Mike Evans, who was the main guy, I'm going to say that, Mike Evans was the main guy, 1,394 yards from Mike Evans. He caught 69 passes, 12 touchdowns, most on the team. He had some other guys that played pretty well, Darrell Walker, Travis Labart. Those guys played well for him. But Johnny Manziel, who I like a lot, some of those plays when you go watch that look nice on paper were him just heaving it up and Mike Evans making great plays. If he could do the things that he does well when he plays in the system, makes great throws down the seam, he hits the deep go between the corner and the safety against cover two as well as anybody in this draft class. If you can harness that, he is a guy that could be great. If you can't harness that, you're going to be frustrated for a very long time. That's why it's not so easy. That's why he is a polarizing pick. That's why I know for a fact two NFL evaluators sat in room and watched tape on Johnny Manziel together. One thought he was the best player in the world. The same games. The other one thought he was undraftable.
An argument I haven't said, because the Browns have the 26th pick and a bunch of other ones, why not take the risk at four then? Why not take the risk there? You have so many other picks you can recover from if you miss here. I think it's just worth it at four.
We will find out if what we think ultimately not as important as what, of course, Ray Farmer thinks, and we'll find that out on May 8th. All right, we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.